A common theory I heard was that, as the Rift Valley separates, fresh groundwater has been brought to these lakes from a previously unknown underground aquifer. When I asked Oniwere whether the tectonic movement of the Rift Valley could be the cause of the current expansion of the lakes, he dismissed the suggestion instantly. For him, the fact that Lake Victoria was also rising despite not being on either branch of the Rift Valley disproved any tectonic theories. Instead, Oniwere told me what was happening was a result of the climate crisis. There had been more rain in the Kenyan and Ethiopian highlands, and the volume of the rivers feeding these lakes had increased. Since 2010, Kenya has received more rainfall than usual. The yearly average has been significantly up on the 2010s, 650 millimeters almost every year since. In 2019, Kenya received the third most rainfall it had ever recorded. While accepting that tectonic theories do not explain Lake Victoria's rise, Kiagi isn't completely sure that anthropogenic climate breakdown is the cause. "I'm not trying to downplay the role of humans," he told me. "Humans are clearly doing something, but it can't explain the sudden rise." "What was needed," said Kiagi, "was a molecular investigation of the water to determine where it was coming from." For years after he first stumbled upon the problem, Oniwere had also been pushing the national government to study the rising lakes and to determine how best to help the people who had been affected. In October 2020, he got his wish. The government announced the formation of a multi-agency team of geologists and hydrologists that would investigate the rise of the lakes. Oniwere was appointed head of the team to Lake Turkana. On the hot June morning, I visited. As I edged over the crest of a rocky hill, the greenish-blue hues of the water glinted next to the road, the desert sunlight reacting with the water's alkali matter to give the lake its nickname, the Jade Sea. In the village on its shores, the El Molo people, who lived there mourning the rising of the lake, the village elders told me how, with the movement of the water, they had been forced to move their village, Liyini, carefully uprooting their thatch houses and relocating them further from the lapping water. As we spoke, white gulls floated lazily over the water, wafted along by a zephyr.